G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
Hey, listeners. Hey, Coxie. Still in the same black shirt, mate?
I know, but I've changed my hair just a little bit to make it look a bit fresher.
You stuck it behind your ears. I can't do that. Although, I could have a lot of hair.
And flicked it over a shoulder.
And, the internet just went weird. I could, based on the size of my ears, I could have like a full mullet pinned back behind those bad boys.
Now, you don't watch television, so you won't have seen the ads with Pat Cash. Who's now bald, but was very famous for having a mullet back in the day. I think it's Pat Cash. I might have the wrong tennis player now. I can't remember. But now I think it's Andre Agassi. Anyway, the tennis player, one of those two tennis players, reminiscing about his mullet whilst watching the tennis because he no longer has hair, and some cheeky little Australian kid reaches over with a tube of sunscreen to say, "Here you go. This is for your neck."
Like, do you know the term redneck? That's where it comes from.
I did not know that. No.
It's from the, you know, where the rednecks were supposedly come from is because the back of the neck was sunburnt.
They have a different type of hat. Like, I'm presuming I'm thinking about rednecks in my mind are cowboys, or often sort of cowboys, bushy type people. Is it because they had a different style of hat then? Because this, I'm presuming, is hundreds of years old, the whole redneck thing.
Now I'm going to have to Google it. And I'm wondering, just like everybody else who's listening, they'll go and Google. It's like, was talking shit or is this legit?
Well, I wonder if they had a different style of hat than the townies. And the townies had a broader hat that meant that their necks didn't get red. But maybe I've got the wrong connotation of what a redneck is or was. Now we all sit and wait with bated breath to see what Warwick can find on rednecks on the internet.
And, you know, I go to Wikipedia and that thing is just a collection of everyone's opinions. So I'm not going to stray off into that one because today we're talking about HR, Nick.
We are. Well,
rednecks. Speaking of rednecks.
You could relate it to.
Some of our staff are probably feels like they're rednecks.
Yes, no doubt. We are talking about HR today. We had a wonderful client workshop recently with our very good friend, Christy Lee Billett from People Powered HR, in which she brought us all up to date with the legislation and the changes in all of the acts that are pertinent to your HR. And holy moly, did it blow our brains apart. There is so much going on out there. There are new provisions for parental leave. There's stuff going on for the domestic violence leave. There is a, now I wrote down the terminology, but I don't know where I've put it. There's new work around closing the gap. There is,
Closing the loop, was it?
Yes. There's some other new stuff coming into play around fair work, fair pay, but that's not termed that way. There is so much going on out there that is
it's crazy.
Important for you to know as a trade business owner.
So basically, today's tidbit, super short, go educate yourself. That's the key thing, Nick. Ignorance is no defense. If you don't know about it, you can still be caught and in a lot of trouble. In fact, there's some hefty fines for not complying with some of the new provisions as well.
As Christy Lee was saying, there's a fair bunch of stuff going on in Queensland at the moment where employers are being quite heavily fined and getting themselves into an awful lot of trouble around the compliance in some of these areas. I don't know why we're picking on Queensland, but we are. So I do suggest if you are unaware of what has changed, and there has been some significant changes with the change of government into the Labor government. Yep. I'm talking about the federal government here. Significant changes in the last couple of years that you do need to get your head around because they do apply to most of your businesses. Most of you need to be aware of what is changing and make some alterations to your contracts, the way you're talking to your staff. You need to understand what their entitlements are. You need to be asking questions because there were a bunch of questions on that session that were really important for understanding when something is applicable and what proof or or evidence is necessary for some of those leave entitlements, it's really important to get your head around it.
Extra leave, changes to when you're working with subbies, casual staff. There's some pretty serious things that you need to pay attention to. So what can you do about it?
The flexibility one is so important for you to know.
I'm not going to get on my soapbox about any of this stuff.
Not Friday.
Nope. That's tomorrow. So go and educate yourself. That's the best thing you could do. And we reckon Christy Lee's stuff is awesome. She's a no BS kind of a gal with all of this. And she is absolutely looking at this from an employer's point of view. So that's probably the difference with her, is she's very much about helping you as a business owner navigate all this stuff and avoid any problems. So go and check her out, People Powered HR. We'll stick the links in the show notes to her online profile. That sounded like you think Warwick would know to say website. The interweb thingy where you go find someone. I had a brain blank. Anywho, don't have a brain blank with your HR stuff. Go check out Christy Lee's stuff at People Powered HR.
Hooray.
Hooray.